Yeah, I mean, it takes a while to gel you together and get comfortable with who you're playing next to, and we've done a lot of moving parts this year as far as just trying different things. So it takes a couple games, and once guys start getting used to each other, you'll start seeing a lot, that improvement from week to week.
What have you seen from Carolina? I know you've seen them already one time. Yeah. They really seem to be playing with a ton of confidence.
They are. They're a great defensive front. And like you said, we've been gelling as offensive line and as an offense, and it'll be a great challenge for us.
Being this going on to the last game, this ain't the time to take a step back.
It's the time to go out and finish off the season strong and send 88 out on a win.
And so, I mean, just talk about that last game for this guy.
It's good. It's been awesome playing with him and then being around him in the locker room, and it's been fun to watch him play, and it's hard to put in words. He's just such a great player and even a better guy. So it'll be fun to watch him play, and finish it out. But it'll be also bittersweet.
Now talk about, we asked Matt about the perfect ending of his career. What do you think that would be?
For me, or for 88. I mean, just going out with a win, and hopefully getting him a couple of touchdowns. That'd be great, and just him having a great game and being able to enjoy it, and send him out with a W.
And this is a big, really big game for Carolina.
Yes. So I mean, it's going to be a challenge.
So he won't be around next year if you beat him and he comes back.
Exactly.
Come after you.
So he'll make it out with a W and hit the road. So
right.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.